So this is a famous Shiloh, which you all have been bugging me about. So when do you make a Zeman combining with other people? When you're in a restaurant. We were all talking about it. Social hall, but let's start off small. You have a restaurant. You're very frum. You go to your restaurant. It's you and your brother or your son. You got two people at your table. There's two people at the next table. You recognize them from Queens, but they're not your friends, whatever you want it to be. You recognize the person at the table behind you. You're a real social butterfly. You walk around and you schmooze with everyone at the beginning of the restaurant, say hello to them. Now you're coming, you're at your little table, you're ready to bench. Do you make a Zeman with the other tables? Are you allowed to make a Zeman with people at the other tables at a restaurant? Or are you mechuyev to make a Zeman with people at the other tables? Or are you not allowed to make a Zeman with the people at the other tables? No, what do you say? Depends. It's a regular restaurant. No, it doesn't depend on so many things. This is a very simple case. You're at a pizza store and you see people at the next table. Zeman, no.
You're both sitting down to eat at the same time at different tables. You say, we'll...
I don't know about you, Mr. Shkovitz. When I'm eating my pizza, the last thing I'm thinking about is a Zeman. I'm not thinking about a Zeman. I'm sitting there for pizza with my family. My kids are all over the place. I'm busy trying to figure out if we need one pie or we're up to two pies already. We're trying to, there's a one and a half, right? And so no one is sitting there thinking about combining with their Zeman. And if you are, you're way too frum for this year. You know? Okay, so my question is it's all owned by Benji's Pizza Store or Shimon's Pizza Store. You're all in the same place. Everyone is there. It's all the same room. I could see each other. It's not such a big store that you can't see or scream to them very easily. There's a lot of screaming sometimes in these pizza stores. But so yes or no? Zeman or no Zeman?
So you don't need a Zeman. But it was one restaurant that I went to.
Yeah.
Where the person wanted Zeman so badly, and he offered to buy a dessert.
Okay, so but this is a little bit my case. Meaning, if people want Zeman very badly, okay, maybe that's a really nice guy who's offering desserts, but you're very frum and you could really touch the person at the table next to you very easily. Sometimes you're sitting back to back with them, so you're really close to them. Should you, if you have two men at your table and they have two men at their table and you're both be'erich, approximately done around the same time, start around the same time, done around the same time, do you have to make a Zeman? Are you allowed to make a Zeman? Should you make a Zeman? Yes or no?
Preferable.
Okay. So who think it's a preferable, positive thing to make a Zeman? Raise your hand. Interesting. Who says you should not make a Zeman? Okay. So I think the majority is preferable. Now I'll read you a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Shnei chaburos she'ochlos bebayis echad. Two groups are eating in one house. New restaurant, no restaurant? Sounds pretty on target. Two groups eating in one house. O, bishnei batim. Or they're in two different houses. But in miktsasan roin eluus elu, as long as some of the group A, can see some in group B, mitstarfos lezimen. They combine for a zimen. V'imlav, if they can't see each other at all, then ain't a mitstarfos. But that's not our case. Okay, v'im yeshamish echad l'shteyan, if there's one waiter for both, who mitstarfen? So okay, so you're going to bother me with the waiter thing. I don't want that to be the focus of this chabura, so I'm making it into a pizza store, not a restaurant. Okay, so there's no one waiter who's going back from table to table. That could be a whole nother shir. Let's even there, it's debatable. What it's not our waiters. It's someone who used to eat at both tables. But let just make it clear, just because no one's going to be, I don't want anyone to be annoying. Oh, we have the same waiter going back from table to table. Okay, good. And I'll get to a little bit of that at the end. Okay, good. But make it that it's a pizza store where you're going up and ordering, so there's no waiter going back and forth. But it would be the same thing if you have different waiters at a table, or even probably our waiters nowadays. Most of the time, the waiters aren't even Jews anyway. So then it's different. Okay, here we go. That would be a nice halacha. But Shulchan Aruch adds in one more line. Ukigon, for example, shenichnesu mitechila al das leitzarif yachad. these two different groups can combine if, for example, they entered initially, with intent to combine. Apparently there's a lot of frummies like you. Yeah, but you never entered the... Okay, raise your hand if you've ever entered into the pizza store, because we're not knocking Mr. Chakovitz off. And raise your hand if you've ever sat down to eat with intent at a restaurant, thinking about your Zeman with the next table. I will admit I'm very frum. I like to think I'm very frum, and I've never thought about that in my entire life.
Every time.
Yeah, every time. Come on, Sean. Let's go. It doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. Doesn't happen. Who's thinking about a Zeman when you enter into a restaurant when you're not with that party? Sometimes you go with three guys. So you have a Zeman. But who's thinking about the guy in the next table who you barely recognize or you don't even know at all? Okay.
What about the guys in the separate houses?
Very good. It sounds like if they went, and it only works if what?
They had in mind.
Fine. Now, okay, fine. That's all we need to read of Shulchan Aruch. Okay, so far so good. I'll read you one Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says on this, he says, Mistima samachaber, from the vagity and from the lack of clarification of Shulchan Aruch, mashma it sounds, ta'afilu ba'yisechod, even if you have two groups in one house, viroin zeh et zeh, and they could see each other, gamkein, lo mitstarfi shtei chaburis yachad, these groups don't combine with each other, Ella imkain, unless kishenichnesu mitechila aldas ze, if they entered with intent to combine with each other. But okay. Then say, okay, so let me just clarify. This means that if you have a pizza shop and you have table one and you have table two, and each one entered totally randomly to eat pizza with their family, and now at the end of Shulchan Aruch, at the end of their meal, they want to combine. It sounds like from Shulchan Aruch, according to the Mishnah Berurah, they may not combine for a Zeman. Yeah.
I got another thing.
Okay.
Shouldn't they also have to be able to hear each other?
Okay, so I'm assuming that they could hear each other do the Zeman. Otherwise, you may have other issues.
So,
correct.
So, not that we hold from this, but the way people do it during the 9 days, there's a Siyum in a restaurant so everybody can have meat.
Oh. So is that the same issue? Is eating the meat combining to a Siyum? I hear you. Does a Siyum have the same din as a Zeman? I'm not 100% sure about that.
No, but
perhaps there's a difference.
Everybody there, since they're going to all be able to eat meat.
Oh, then do they combine? Oh, you're saying if they're all eating, but they're all eating their separate meat that they ordered at the restaurant, right?
Right, but they all heard the same Siyum.
All heard the same Siyum. Does a Siyum combine?
There's one restaurant that advertised that they have a Siyum every hour during the 9 days.
I'm fine with that. I'm all cool with meat. The question is, does that now help in terms of Zeman or not? I'm not sure.
That's what I'm asking.
I'm not sure. Because they're all, anyway, even if they're all serving pasta, they're all eating the same pasta, no? The same dish of pasta in the back that's making the penne alla vodka is making it for you and him.
The Siyum would be what makes everybody together.
Okay, does the Siyum then combine? I hear you.
Like a Shamus.
I hear you.
Do you need a bench at the same time? I mean, like...
So that's another question. They have to bench. So in general, even if us three were eating at a table with intent to make a Zeman. We're all eating together, but you need to run quicker. I'll get out earlier. So we could make a Zeman with you and bench later. That's fine.
The whole idea they came in together...
Oh.
So that they're going to pretty much spend the same amount of time eating, then they would all be ready. But it'll say somebody was in the restaurant for a half hour and then you come in.
Okay, so you're leading on to my next point, but before I get that, I have to say one more sentence. Out of full disclosure over here, the Mishnah Berurah then says the next line, before we get to your point. Full disclosure. There's a great, my favorite word in all of Judaism.
But.
You know that. Maybe it'll come to Ashkamen. You know that. It can't. Avol, but. Harbe Achron, and many disagree with this, that the Shulchan Aruch was only really referring to two different houses seeing each other. That's when you needed that qualification that they entered with intent. But in one house, Avo Harbe Achronim Kosu, the Babayis Echad, one house, Lo Binim Klal Sheyichnesu Mitchil Al Dazeh. You don't need them entered with intent. Ovechol Sheroen Zed Zeh B'luchud. Or if you're Bein Roen Zed, whether they see each other, whether even they don't see each other, there's a waiter going back and forth, that is sufficient. And the Vilna Gaon agrees to that opinion. So that's pretty liberal of the Mishnah Berurah. That would mean, even though Shulchan Aruch seemed to say X, which is that you need to have intent to enter to combine with the Zimun, says Mishnah Berurah, many disagree with that, but he leaves it hanging. Hence, you have to look at his other pshat, the Ber Halacha, where he writes and he says, well, look, the bottom line is very simple. It's all about intent. You really must intend to combine with the other group from the outset in order to be a Zeman. And he cites for this a machlokas, really. The Rashba says that two separate groups in one house, two and two, let's say if two and one table, two and one table, may combine even without intent. And the reason that they may combine is because Islam this is that since they since they're both there to make a Zeman, they're both there to eat, so then you could combine even without the actual intent because they're in the same room. He holds others, though, that the Rashbesh, who disagrees with this Rashba, seems to indicate that no, you have to have intent from the outset, and that's how the Ber Halacha seems to hold. Fine. Now let's tie it all back together. So now I got my restaurant, and I'm going in there, and I want to have a Zeman with the people next table for me. We didn't enter with any intent. I could see them. I could hear them. They're a little bit annoying. They're talking very loudly. Do you make a Zeman or not? I'll let you re-vote based on everything we just said. Two people at one table, two people at this table, didn't enter with any intent. They're sitting down. It seems pretty clear cut that you cannot have a Zeman in this situation. You want to be very frum and make a Zeman. It does not work. And I will read to you someone who says this explicitly. They ask this question to many contemporary poskim in a modern day. I'm going to try to get my notes on here. Sorry. They ask this to many contemporary poskim. Should you be making zimun in a restaurant when people just are entering haphazardly or not? The Avne Yoshve answered this question, and I will read to you what his language is in two sentences. He says, it's very simple. There we go. Gabe misada, hare ein daitum lahachnis kidei litztarif. Except for Mr. Jacobowitz, says the Avnei Yoshvi has never heard of anyone who enters into a restaurant to intend to, as they're starting their meal, with intent to combine Zeman with other people. Shari kol echad balecho levadim b'nei mishpachto. I didn't know you were such a social butterfly. You want to sit with some random person? I'll tell you, be honest, when I go with my family for pizza, please don't sit with me. I'm not interested in you. I'm there with my family for pizza. I don't want to see you. You can come over to me and say hello, but then leave. Says Avnei Yoshvi. That's the normal way. He says, levadim b'nei mishpachto. You're at the restaurant with your family. You don't need to make a Zeman in this case. It's not like there's a chiyuv on you and therefore you're not allowed. Av sharon elu aselu. Even if you see each other. Even if you have the same waiter for both of you, that's not the point. Wow, so you have the same guy, even if you have a frum guy who's your waiter, just because he's there serving both of you doesn't mean I want to combine with the other people. It's not my intent. He says, even, he takes it a step further. What do you often have in Queens restaurants? Because, you know, everything in Queens is smaller. The houses are smaller. Restaurants are physically smaller. Sometimes you got to do the awkward, and you've got this long table left for eight people, and you're only a family of two. So you sit down on one end of the table, and then you have that awkward thing that there's no more seats in the restaurant, and another family of two comes in. And so where do they sit them? On the long table, you know, but four seats over, three seats over. So you're technically, obviously, practically and technically, not eating with them. But are you all on one table or not? Answer is yes. Says the Avnei Yoshve, V'gamim Yoshvu shtei ha-mishpachos al oso shulchan. Even if you're sitting on the same table, you don't have to combine with each other. He says, because he says, even one table doesn't matter if it's not the intent to combine.
So it seems like the difference would be like in a group versus as a group. That physical doesn't matter, but it really is the notion of are you doing it, you know,
100%. I was totally with you in the Avnei Yoshve. Comes along the Sefer Shari Bracha. And he says, not so fast. He says, what about, I get it, he says, if you're all sitting at different tables at a restaurant, that's pretty clear that you're not combining with each other. But what about my case, that last case I just said, when practically speaking, you're at the same table, yes? So what is better, what is a greater combination than you're sitting at the same table, eating your meal together? You may not be looking at them and trying to not eavesdrop, or maybe you're trying to eavesdrop on their conversation to hear if there's anything good, you know, anything good in their discussion, better than your discussion. But practically speaking, you're at the same table. So says the Shari Bracha, he says, one second, he quotes the Zosa Bracha, he says that, he says, if they're sitting at the same table, Hayeshiva Yachad Mitzarefes Osam. Then simply sitting at the table combines them. So the upshot for this part, and then I'll just tell you one more point, and then we'll have a story, is that it seems pretty clear. If you are at a restaurant and you do not intend to go in with intent to make a zimun with some random stranger, or even your cousin who's sitting at the next table as you, you are not allowed to make a zimun. Because if you make a special... Well, look, I don't know that there's anything so... I mean, you should not make a zimun. What is the problem? If you make a zimun, do you say Hashem's name extra? So you say, Yishem Hashem V'roch Me'et Olam. So you really should not be doing that. You should not be making a zimun in such a situation. You may be very frum and want to make a zimun. The thing is, you're not a combination. Just like if you're one man, you can't make a zimun on your own because you love God. So too, you can't make a zimun in this case because you're not three men combining together. Now, the trickier question, so that was case one, we were at different tables at a restaurant. The trickier question is, if you're at the same table at one restaurant, but you're not eating together, I still think the preference in halacha is not to make a zimun. But now, what about our third case? Okay? V'yesh la'ayin. We have to date ourselves to the homewackle of a shalom. Yeah, because I have no other better example of a, I don't know, what's the one, Honors Haven, where they think there's still, you still have some of these hotels where you don't have to rent out for a whole party, you know, like 100 people, but you go just for Shabbos by yourself with your wife and you get your small little table in a main dining room where you're not all there for a simcha, you're not all there for a shul dinner, you're simply there as a guest. B'malonos she'zman kavua la'achila. But the dining room is not open all day. I'm going to go on a rant against Pesach programs for a second. Hopefully it is on tape, but hopefully no one will kill me on this. Yeah, the reason why I can't deal with the Pesach program, because I hate it, the fact that like people are paying money, and you can't eat whenever you want. I mean, some of the fancier programs, there's all food every hour. But it was always annoying. Yeah, but the tea room's not lunch. If I want to have lunch an hour after everyone else, you're stuck, no matter how much you're paying for that Pesach program, no matter how fancy it is. If it ain't lunchtime, you can't have lunch. So hence, we've been prone, this is on tape, so I have to be very careful what I say over here. When we've gone to Pesach programs that my father has been at, we sometimes bring our own marinara sauce. Why? Because sometimes the kids need, you know, matzah and matzah pizza or whatever it is at random hours. And if the dining room's not open, you can't have your lunch. I'm going to go Brock, so that's a separate issue. But depends how much, what you do with the sauce and the matzah. That's a whole other discussion. But my point is that you are stuck eating during set hours. Does that mean now that you can create a zimun with anyone in the dining room? Or not? Says the Sefer, who there's Vishari Bracha. He says, how do you know it's based on intent over here? Maybe he says, B'malonos she'zman kavua la'achila, that there's a set time, which is every hotel ever, or she'ulay hazmana kavua goreim l'tzarifosam. The very fact that you have a designated time to eat, everyone must come to breakfast at 10 a.m. or by 10 a.m., 9 to 10. Otherwise, you can knock on the door at 10:30. And I don't care if you're paying $100,000 for that Pesach program. You ain't going to get breakfast from the cook at 10:05. You're just not, because doors are closed, that's it. Therefore, he says, maybe you should combine everyone in it because you're all based on the same schedule. And he says, on the other side, you could say, very good. Who cares that you have the same time? Practically speaking, you didn't have intent. He therefore ends with the greatest words of Judaism other than Avo, Tzarech In. He doesn't know what the answer to that question. So to sum up this Chabura, I am as confused as you are. Number one, it comes out, if you're eating in a restaurant, you should not make a Zimun with some random person. I don't care if you both entered at the same time. I don't care if you finished at the same time. I don't care if he's your next door neighbor. If he's there with his family and you're there with your family and you're at different tables and you're really not combining. I'm not talking about two friends that are coming together to eat together at a restaurant. But you're there, his family is there. Okay, you wave to each other, you schmooze, you stand over him for 5 minutes and then you go back to your table. That's not combining. No Zimun. Second issue is if you have the same table. Okay, if you have the same table and you don't know the person, maybe there's room to make a Zimun. Sounds like not. Trickiest question is in the hotel. If you have everyone eating at the same time, you may not know the people. It sounds like maybe there is room to make a Zimun, but I still think in this situation, you should not make a Zimun. Which leads us, yeah.
Yeah, one other thing. Like you go to a wedding, and then after everybody eats, they put chairs together right by the chasan and kan. And they do the benching there.
So a wedding really needs and a social and anything where everyone is combining for one program, that really needs a separate chabura. But you know why I'm not even going to do a separate chabura? Because that's actually an easy one. In that case, you can combine. Because if everyone is there for a bala simcha, and one person, it's different than a restaurant where you're paying your own way. Yeah, correct. Assuming you could see each other, and assuming that they're all there for the same simcha, and it's one person's paying for it, the baal simcha, or two people maybe, are paying for it. But the whole idea is that it's you're there for a social event, then it's pretty easy. Then you can make a zimun, which is why the minhag is that we do make zimunim. But just to be clear, in a restaurant, I think that unless this situation, unless you have intent from the outset, you should not be making a zimun. Which lends us to our story, is that if you think about it, Judaism, sometimes we try to be very frum, and we try to do exactly what we think makes sense. And we say, look, why should I not make a zimun? Zimun's so frum, it's so holy, it's such a great idea. The answer is that sometimes you got to weigh things, and taking God's name in vain is not the best thing to do if you're not supposed to do that. So I saw this nice story about this similar idea about a guy whose name, I wrote down his name, I didn't give a last name, Rav Yaakov Shalom. Yaakov Shalom was a very, grew up in Bnei Brak, or a very yeshivish community, but he was a mailman. He was a mailman. Nothing wrong with being a mailman. He wanted an erlich job. He said, what could be more perfect than a mailman? You don't have, I mean, nowadays mailmen steal, and hence we get a blip in the Queen's Jewish link. We're not going to use our blue mailboxes anymore. Okay, but that's a separate issue. For the most part, a mailman is a very honest profession. Nothing wrong with being a mailman. Great job. Until one day, he has to deliver a package, and a very unsneous woman is at the door. It's Bnei Brak, 50 years ago. So he says, I'm not going to be a mailman anymore. So he goes to his Rav and he says, I can't be a mailman. It's causing me to see unsneous things. It's inappropriate. I need another job. So he goes to the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish says, why don't you become a Rebbe? Become a Rebbe. V'kachava. So Yaakov Shalom becomes a Rebbe, very erlich a person, became a tremendous teacher of children, and finally, at a ripe old age, he's Nifter. On his tzava, his will, he writes that he doesn't want any espedim, no espedim about him, fine. He writes, I don't want my children to daven for the amud on Matzei Shabbos. So there's a big hullabaloo when they're reading his tzava. I want his children to daven for the amud Matzei Shabbos. That's the biggest time when you're supposed to daven for the amud. Matzei Shabbos, everyone was far tumult. Everyone's going crazy. What's the reason? Finally, they found another, tzavabim where he explained it, or some other letter where he explained his reasoning. What was his reasoning? He says, people who want to daven for the amud, Matzei Shabbos, their benching by Shalashuddis stinks. Because they want to be the first one to finish, run up there before the other Avel gets up there, he says, and it's more important to me, he says, for you to have a kavanadika benching by Shalosh Shuddis and to bench properly and not to be the first one finished to try to rush up there than to daven for the Amud Matzei Shabbos. Because sometimes you got to weigh things. Sometimes you got to weigh things in Yiddishkeit, which is more important. And sometimes in our zeal to do something which is so correct, do something which we think sounds so correct, to be the leader mizumin in a restaurant. What could be frummer than that? It's pizza, and I'm after my pizza, I'm making a zimun, I'm calling off, knocking over everyone in the restaurant. Come, we're going to make a zimun in 7 minutes. It's not the right thing to do, because it's not a combination. Sometimes it's not the right thing to do, to dam for the Amud, Matzei Shabbos, if it means that it's your benching is going to suffer. We should all be zocha, never to have these shaiwas, because we should have proper benching, we shouldn't be in avelus, and we should always bring a lot of people to pizza stores, so this way we could combine from the outset, like Mr. Jacobowitz taught us how to do. And now next time we go into a pizza store, you should even, well, we warn you, don't have half in mind. Either have in mind, yes, I'm going to combine with them and tell those people you're going to combine, or have in mind, I'm not going to combine, and then this way you won't avoid this problem at all.